Welcome back inside the film room right here on Giants.com. I am John Schmel. Joining me today is former Giants center Sean O'Hara as we take a look at the Giants in 2013 on game film. And today we take a look at their quarterback, Eli Manning, who had an up-and-down season.
Really, for Eli, this was a tough year. And the 27 interceptions, I think, trump everything that he did alternatively. And I think for Eli, it really came down to the fact that he was just trying to do too much. And I think, you know, Eli was he trusted himself and he trusted his receivers. And that came back to haunt him numerous times this season.
This is the first game against Dallas. Once again, you see pass rush, but this time Eli manages to use that footwork and avoid it.
Yeah, John, he does do a great job with his pocket awareness. And let's just take a look at this play from the get-go. He's reading this coverage right here, and he's reading this safety. That this safety is flat-footed, and he knows Victor Cruz is running a go route. So he knows that he's going to have a deep ball opportunity right here. But you mentioned the rush that he has to avoid. Give credit to Eli right here. Nose guard goes unblocked, and he's able to make that guy miss and still step up into the pocket and make a huge throw right here to Victor Cruz. I think Eli, when you give him time, he understands defenses. He can pick defenses apart. He understands coverages. He knows what you're trying to do to him. And I think if when you give him time and when he's not worrying about trying to avoid a rush or when he's not worrying about being protected, he's a very dangerous quarterback in the pocket.
And on our next play, on both angles, you can see him use that accuracy and arm strength to fit the ball into an extremely small window against the Dallas Cowboys.
Eli Manning trusts his ability, and I mentioned he also trusts his wide receivers. I think this is a great throw by Eli. I mean, you can look at this is just a slant route. It's a timing route. But look at this window right here that he's throwing in. DeMarcus Ware is dropping in coverage to take away the outside flat defender. You've got a linebacker right here in Bruce Carter. He's trying to take away the slant. And then you have the corner. That's a very small window for a quarterback to thread the needle. He does it, and he makes it look easy. And then this is what you like as a receiver, yards after catch. Reuben Randall does a great job of that. That's something that I think Eli could really use a little bit more, maybe the quick throws and trying to get the ball in the receiver's hands, let them do damage after the catch.
And then our final play, this is the second game of the year against the Broncos. The Giants are still in the game. It's the end of the second quarter going into halftime. The Giants are in position to score and keep the game close against Denver. But Eli makes a bad decision, and he's also not on the same page with his wide receiver.
You know, I think Eli sometimes he tries to do too much, and I think he knows situations like this, getting points before the half, are huge momentum builders. And I think this is definitely a throw that he would love to have back. Now, after the game, he talked about the fact that he was just trying to throw this ball away, but here's where we see that pressure. Justin Pugh's giving us some pressure off the edge. And then Eli also knows that there's an unblocked blitzer right here. So he's trying to make a play happen. And I think for Eli, it's just all about making a better decision because he really has Victor Cruz open on the sideline right here if he wants him. But instead, he makes this throw. You mentioned triple coverage out here. You've got three defenders. Hakeem Nicks is not expecting that throw to go to the back of the end zone. Ends up in an interception, takes points off the board for the Giants.
Now, Sean, what does Eli Manning have to do? He's the Giants franchise quarterback. He's going to be here a long time. What does he need to do to get back to the player that he was a couple years ago?
Yeah, John, since Eli came in 2004, I mean, they've been running the same offense. I think that having a little bit of that newness, that new energy, that will interject a little bit of life into this offense. I think for all the players to have to learn this new offense at the same time and together, I think they'll all grow together, and I think it will actually help. The other thing I think the game has changed a little bit since Eli first came in the league. And I think now with some of the rules, there's so much more you can do offensively with crossing routes, with different combinations with receivers. I think we're going to see a totally different offense next year.
And the West Coast offense certainly uses a lot of those principles. Sean, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
And that's all the time we have on Inside the Film Room on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I am John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.